Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much. Jeremy, thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Joanna Brandy is here. Joanna is one of our favorite folks in the Brain Trust. Almost 23 years she's been hanging out with us. She's the author of Building Customer Loyalty, Winning at Customer Retention, 101 Ways to Do That, 54 Ways to Stay Positive. And she is a bright shining light in our life. Joanna Brandy, welcome back.
Well, thank you so much. It's always a pleasure.
It's good to have you back. So we got this year-end thing going on, Joanna. Any particular thing? Should we just roll up our welcome mat and kind of pull in our horns till the end of the year and start over again? What should we do? Should we reach out to people?
Well, I always think a little bit of a year-end review is it's a good thing to do, you know, take a look. And I think it's a really good time for leaders, especially to take a look at what's right, at what's good, at what they did accomplish, on what surprising things were wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're so quick to criticize ourselves and so quick to look at what went wrong. And I think it really behooves us to take a good look at how well we did during something that was so difficult.
Well, you know, my first thing to do, whether I'm talking to myself or to my clients, my customers, my first thing to do, and you know I do this, is to say, how are the kids?
Yeah.
And when they say they're, and when they say they're fine, why? And I say, well, does anything else really matter?
Yeah.
And when you have that perspective established, then everything else is just details, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I think we're learning this in the middle of this crisis.
Yeah, everything else is a detail, and everything else can be replaced. Everything else can be made again. It can be reinvented. It can be restructured. It can be redeployed. Everything else can be redeployed. If your family, if your children are good, everything else is a detail. And I tell you what, Joan, I passed that on, that sentiment on to my clients, my customers over the years. And it means something to people when you talk about things like that.
Well, absolutely, because you're connecting to them on a human level. And I think for a leader, that extends out to their work family as well.
Right.
That's why this has been so difficult for so many people when they, mm-hmm. especially the restaurant business, so many of the businesses where they had to lay people off, people that have been there for long periods of time. So I think this, what an opportunity for leaders to become more emotionally intelligent.
Tell us what that means.
Hmm?
Tell us what emotional intelligence means.
Well,
it sounds intuitive, but it might not be. Go ahead.
No, it might not be intuitive, and that's a very, very good question. It's our ability to connect with and read and understand other people's emotions and not be judging someone's emotion. You know, really understand how another person feels from their perspective. And be able to tune into that and be able to express understanding and be able to express compassion and be able to express empathy. Because I think that's the thing that's needed so much right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because nobody, you know, I don't think anybody can walk in somebody else's shoes, especially now. When I think of these families that, you know, where mom and dad are both home working, trying to homeschool two or three kids.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't been out for dinner in 9 months. You know, that kind of the changes have been so drastic and people are under so much stress. And I think by and large, people are actually doing well.
Yeah. But the fatigue is setting in. There is fatigue.
The fatigue is with everybody.
We all see
it. Everybody. This last, going through the holiday, I think we all believed at the bottom of our hearts that by the holidays, we'd be okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, and there's one word that describes 2020, and it's the only word that covers everything: unprecedented.
Yeah.
This coronavirus is not like anything. I've spoken with, I don't know, 7 or 8 doctors in the last 6 months about this. I'm talking about people from Chicago hospitals to Vanderbilt, to you name it. And,
wow.
And they've said they've never seen anything like this, ever. I'm talking about epidemiologists, researchers. They've never seen anything like this. This is unprecedented. And it's creating that kind of an impact on us. And so we have to take unprecedented action to save ourselves, don't we?
Yes, we do. And for some people, being more sensitive and being more emotional and those kinds of things is unprecedented.
Well, I see a knucklehead like me has to pay attention to what you just said, because people who a year ago would not have been very sensitive about business is now maybe a little comorbidity, a little overweight maybe, and they're more sensitive about it now because they could be in jeopardy. This thing could hurt them. And we have to be, that's where that emotional intelligence comes in, isn't it? Like I said, a knucklehead like me has to pay attention to that. What do you think?
Well, I don't know if I'd use those words, but I think everybody has to pay attention to that. We have to be more sensitive to one another, because we can't ever really know what someone else is going through. And if we want, many businesses are working with less employees than they had before. There are a few lucky businesses that are doing well, depending on what they do.
Mm-hmm.
But many businesses are working with far less employees than they're working, which means there's more pressure on the people that are there.
Mm-hmm.
And so we do have to be extremely sensitive if we want employees to stay engaged. And that's really what we want, because you can't engage customers without engaged employees.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, these are tough.
Customers are stressed beyond belief.
That's it.
Stressed beyond belief. And so being a little extra sensitive to your customers' emotions, taking that little bit of extra time, really listening clearly, move your own stuff aside and listen clearly to those customers.
Mm-hmm.
And say, what do they need? And, you know, Jim and you and I have been talking about this for 23 years. The important thing about what customer needs are not always the thing they're buying.
That's right.
It usually isn't the thing they're buying.
Because they can get that anywhere. Hold on to that thought, Joanna. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We're going to be right back with more Joanna Brandy Wisdom on Jim Blassie. Joanna, I need your website quickly, please.
That's returnonhappiness.com.
All right, so check it out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.